3 turnovers, 2 interceptions, and a fumble, a 79 passer rating, a QBR of 16. And by the way, his wideouts like Booty and Stephon Diggs, he caught all 3 of his targets for 37 yards. So he was only targeted 3 times. I'd love to sit up there and tell you receivers couldn't get open. But how would we know? Because Drake May was tap dancing in the pocket all night long because of the pressure that was being applied to him. They were all over him. They were all over him. And that's why I look at a guy like Josh McDaniel. You're the offensive coordinator. You were there when Tom Brady lost to the Giants. You were around. You saw what it was like for the greatness of Tom Brady to be humbled because of pressure applied, because Seattle didn't blitz. For most of the game, they didn't blitz at all. 54% of the time, even more than that, they sent their front 4 and dropped everybody else back into coverage because they knew they could get them. You were starting 2 rookie offensive linemen. You knew this, Josh McDaniel. You knew it. What you do about it? Not a damn thing. Do y'all know that Drake May was sacked an NFL record 21 times in the postseason?